Parshas Chukas says, "Kol kli pasuach ashein tzamid pasul alav tamehu." Any open vessel that does not have a cover that's sealed is tameh. So one of the yesaidas here, the Kutzker Rebbe brings about this particular halacha, and he talks about how people are most often judged by their chitzainius, by their external appearance, the way they dress, the way they look, the way they convey themselves, and that's the first opinion of a person. And we get caught up with the chitzainius, we get caught up with the externals, and we ignore the real Jew, the panemius, the internal essence of the person who is standing before us. And this is so true when dealing with individuals who are men or women that are even in jail or did some things that were wrong. And when you look through them, you see, you know, some people have light sentences, more serious sentences. Some indeed are really, really unhealthy. But very often, many of them present themselves in an unhealthy light. But as you get to know them and talk to them, you realize that they are troubled individuals that may have made the wrong choices. But they are human beings that have feelings and ambitions and hopes and desires who one day may be rehabilitated and become members of society again and heal. And again, this is a bigger subject than what we're talking about now, but you definitely see this midei yoim yoim of how very often the chitzainius of the person is what we see and we make our judgment and that's the end of it. And the Kutzker Rebbe talks about this and talks about the importance of measuring a person by their internal qualities rather than by their external qualities. Agav, I just want to point out that Zelu Mazeh, I was always thinking about it, that there was a philosopher that lived in his period that didn't know him. There's someone, Avram Herschel, that talked about this. Philosopher, a Danish philosopher called Kierkegaard. And in the Umas Olam, he was that type of person that also stressed a lot how people only view chitzainius and not panemius. But anyway, you see the idea here of a kli cheres. A kli cheres is an earthenware vessel, and a kli matris is a metal vessel. And they both can become tameh by something being in contact with him, with it, that's tameh, that could create tumah. And according to halacha, it's different. A kli matris, a metal vessel, becomes tameh when the exterior is touched by the dvar tameh. When the outside of the keli, even the outside of a metal vessel, is a sheretz touches it, the kli matris, the metal keli, becomes tamei through and through. However, by kli cheres, by earthenware kelim, it only becomes tamei from the inside, either being contact in the inside or even not contact, but in the ear space of the kli cheres in the inside. Like you hang a sheretz dangling, didn't even touch the walls of the earthenware keli, it becomes tameh. And the Kutzker Rebbe explained the difference between these two kelim, between the metal vessels and the earthenware vessels. And he says a merdeki aside. He says that the metal vessels, by its own right, is precious. It's precious. Its inside has value. There's purpose to its use. And the inside of the metal or the purpose of its use is not determining its value. Because you could have a beautiful silver keli or iron keli that has chashivas from the fact that it's a keli, not necessarily from its use. And therefore the contact that's made with it becomes tameh even on the outside. However, by a kli cheres, it's not made of valuable material. It's made out of earth, clay, has very little value. So the value of the earthenware vessel is only determined by its functionality, by what it has inside, how it can be used. So to render it tameh, you have to attack its source of value, which is its inside. And that's why it only becomes tameh from within. while the metal keli could become tummy externally. And the Kotzker Rebbe says that people are like klicheres. We should liken them like klicheres. A man's value is not based on external appearances. The value of human beings is determined by what is inside. Now again, there's separate chazals that talk about the importance of a healthy external appearance. Chitzainius Ma'iris Apnimius, and the idea of Yontif having new begodim. So we're not devaluating the Chitzainius when HaKadosh Baruch wants to place importance on the Chitzainius. But the etzem, true value of a human being, is his inner essence, is his intrinsic being. And this cover-up that we see before us is a camouflage that misleads others very often. And that's why you have many in Hollywood, actors, actresses, that may look outside as beautiful people, warm smiles, but it's all a mask very often. It's not the real person. And the real person is defined by what he does, what his teichen is, her teichen, and also their meisim. Not necessarily what you see, but what is inside that really counts. So the Panina Malatira brings this down, a maisa, set over by Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky. And he says this maisa, a Rav Aryeh Levine, who was the tzaddik of Yerushalayim, and he was mamash a tzaddik of Yerushalayim. He, and many of his activities was involving his visits to Jewish inmates that were trapped. They were members of the Irgun, they were incarcerated by the British, and they lived in terrible conditions in prisons before Israel became a state. And this tzaddik, Rav Aryeh Levine, would make visits weekly, every single Shabbos, to the prison, bringing food, bringing clothing to the men, giving them chizik, love, empathy. And they weren't air-conditioned, and they weren't heated. And nevertheless, he never missed a Shabbos visit, despite the cold. He walked in the cold, in the rain, in the snow. Despite the heat, he walked. He didn't miss even one time. One Shabbos, shortly after he arrived in the prison, a messenger came to summon him home for an emergency. His daughter, Rabbi Levine's daughter, was paralyzed, and the doctors had no hope for her recovery. He was needed at home to support his family, and Rav Aryeh Levine left immediately, leaving the inmates unclear news that something had happened in his family. They didn't know what happened or how serious it was or whether it was resolved. The next Shabbos, Rav Aryeh Levine came back to the prison his usual time, despite the fact that there was tragedy and sadness in his home, that the daughter was still very, very ill and paralyzed. But he went through the Shabbos and he did Kriyas HaTorah. And then what happens is the prisoners usually would be menada. They had a few coins that they were allowed to have, that they were menada for tzedakah to get an aliyah, and they would make weekly donations and so on. And this time around, one inmate who received an aliyah called it up at the Torah and said and announced, "I'm pledging 1 week of my life for the sake of Rav Aryeh's daughter." The next inmate did the same, but did more, pledged a month of his life to Rav Aryeh's daughter. And the pledges kept on coming, each inmate upping it up because they love their Rebbe so much as an extension of their family, till finally the last prisoner cried out, "What's my life compared to Rabbi Aryeh's anguish? I give up the remaining days of my life for Rabbi Aryeh's daughter." And when Rabbi Aryeh heard this, he broke down and cried. And it may sound like a miracle by medical standards, but on Matzah Shabbos, Rabbi Aryeh Levine's daughter began to move, and hour by hour, day by day, she began to improve more and more, until Hashem blessed her with a complete recovery. So you see, these men, society deemed them as criminals, as hardened criminals, terrible people. And it's beyond the scope of what we're talking about here to address the subject of the incarceration there. But the bottom line is, though, our society's norms of what people are and aren't is skewed, is very, very much altered and not realistic and not emes. And therefore, it is so important to realize that in every nisham, every person, even if they have outer layers of behaviors that they have to work on and correct, but they have in them chelik alikami mal, they have a neshama, they have a pnimius, and it's so important to look at the pnimius and to look at the purity that's within. Also, by the way, just as a side note, this is a separate Torah on this pasuk of Tzamid Pasul. Here is where the Chafetz Chaim brings down the importance of Shmiras HaLashon. Kol Keli, a Keli meaning your mouth, that does not have a Tzamid Pasul, a seal, to make sure it's closed and protected, then it's Tamei. You have to make sure that your mouth is protected. You could talk. Chafetz Chaim talked a lot in Torah and Avodah and other things, but you have to be doing it in a kosher way. And otherwise, you place a seal there and make sure nothing inappropriate is there. It's also a symbol of protecting your panemius, protecting your inner value, protecting your panemius. That's the Tzamid Pasul. A person needs to have that Tzamid Pasul, that seal, in his neshama to protect it, to watch it, and to keep it clean and to keep it pure, and to realize again, like the Kutzker Rebbe said, that people are to be viewed by their pnimius, and the pnimius of a yid is kaddish v'tar, and we can look at the good and we can build on it, and we can see the toiv and help it grow, and not to be, our dar is a dar of chitzainius. We're very influenced by externals, and we need to learn to work more in appreciating the inner value of each and every Jew, every man, woman, and child in Klal Yisrael, and realize their inner intrinsic worth that is very, very precious in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Have a wonderful Shabbos.